I asked my colleague one day, I said, what is the definition of this thing called chamber music that we are working to preserve and to present? And she said, well, you know, the sort of textbook definition is music produced by small groups of artists performed in a small room for a small, you know, gathering of listeners. And the first thought that came to mind when I heard that, I said, you know, that's weird. I was at a concert at the Mercury Lounge last week on the Lower East Side. There was a violinist, a cellist, a drummer, and someone playing keyboard and guitar. And I said there were, you know, 75 people in the audience. So does that count as chamber music? And she thought about it for a second. She said, no, I don't really think it does. And I said, really, you know, what is the difference between this and when we do Brahms quartets, here at Lincoln Center? And she thought about it for a little bit, and she said, well, you know, maybe a better working definition is when you go to see chamber music, in quotes, at Lincoln Center, Carnegie Hall, it's considered rude or impolite to lean over to your neighbor and say, wow, you know, how great is this concert we're seeing? Whereas at the Mercury Lounge or the Bowery Ballroom, that would be considered okay. And so I said, really, that is what is separating these two for you. And she said, yeah, pretty much.